The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Here it is. It's opening. We're opening. Here we are. It is March the 5th in the year 2016, and what an amazing up-and-down week this has been. You're listening to Waking Up in America. We're a radio magazine with dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, and we're brought to you by Bragg, and that's BRAGG.com. Happily 200, The Coning Company, Dr. Val, and 42action.org. Now, Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. And, you know, a couple of other people said that, too, so I like hearing it. If you happen to hear a phone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, we call in from our homes and offices around the country, and sometimes the world, to cause this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, pray means to go out and get that which is yours in the world. That's it. It's not throw yourself to the ground and beg God to give you something. It's like step out and claim that which is yours. And Randy's done it again. She has stepped out, and she has claimed us a really great guest. His name is Ted Whidden, and we'll talk more about him. But right now we've got some comings and goings and some passings and some celebrations that have been happening in the last week, and I think it's only fair to say happy birthday, Alon Kirkgaard. You were 83 years old, and you're my first and only husband. There may be another one at some later day, but right now, honey, happy birthday. It was. I'm glad you stuck around. And to our announcer, Mr. Mike there, are we ready to sing, Randy?
Oh, my gosh. Can we save it for off air? I don't want
to. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sexy Mike. Happy birthday to you.
Cha, 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 Mike.
Right.
We love you, Mike.
Yeah, we totally do. Waking Up in America, we would not be at this station as long as it has been if it wasn't for the really amazing super friend and announcer that we have in Mike Vitale. So
yeah,
just want the world to know that this guy, a lot of times he just sits at the board and makes us look good, whispers in our ear when our time is running out and things like that, and he keeps the ship on course. So
<laughs> 30 seconds,
you have 10 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And he does it also elegantly. So, Mike, thank you. And seriously, I've told Ron Simon, I said, you know, Mike Vitale is one of the main reasons we're at KTBL. So there you go, buddy.
He needs a raise, but don't move him away from us. How about that, Mike? Happy birthday for that.
Yeah.
Pay me later.
So on a different note, besides two wonderful men having birthdays this week, we've got the other end of the spectrum. Randy lost a friend, and I lost a friend. She lost her friend on Wednesday, and I lost my friend on Thursday. And you've heard me talk about Ron Zeller a lot, Aging or Ageless, Rise Like a Phoenix from the Myths of Aging. Now, his book is available on the webpage, and I want to tell you something. I went to that guy who was supposed to be dying 2.5 years ago. This is how I got into Happily 200, and I went back to visit him, told him how much I liked his book and that I would give him a 10-year commitment and we should create Happily 200. And the guy got up, had his hair cut, and stepped out of the home and started doing his bucket list. He went down to Costa Rica. He traveled through the jungles. He just did all kinds of stuff. And Ron Zeller, I just love you, and I'm so glad that I believe in the Tube Taurus, because I'll be able to feel your presence all the time. And I have your well-read book sitting right next to me, and I carry it around with me, and I'm going to make Happily 200 something that you're just going to be blown away by how big we created this thing. So I want to thank you for always being my friend, my coach, my mentor. And there's so many stories about you, but one of my all-time favorites is being in Utah. And you had been giving us a course in mission control, dear coach. And then you were going to take a run with your dog. And so you ran with your dog. I think you went out for a 6 or 7 mile run. And when you came back in the house, the dog was crawling up the walk, panting, and plopped to the floor. And I thought that was pretty good that you had done that. Until later on in the afternoon, you went with another run with the dog. And I thought, oh, my God, this guy runs 14 miles a day, and the dog's trying to keep up. He did do it really well. The dog did. And that's when I found out you did like 100-plus-mile races and things like that. So you were the closest thing, Ron, to actually, you and Mary Louise were like, are like gods to me in a way. It's like you do extraordinary things, the two of you. I mean, you were just such an amazing combination. You egged her on to greatness in her taekwondo career, and she, you know, she just medaled all over the place. The woman only kept gold medals, for goodness sake. And for yourself, you picked up the weightlifting championship of the world in your 70s for your age group after about 2-3 years of training. So what could I say, buddy? Your inspiration will be missed, but your legend will remain. And I just want to say I love you, and I'm coming to stand next to you while they... Well, we all say goodbye, and I'll be there. And I love you very much. And Randy, if you want to say something about Wayne, I can hear him rattling around going, what you going to say about me?
The guy with the most contagious smile. He was a firefighter, so I just know it's going to be an amazing, amazing goodbye to him. And, you know, he chose to work in the ghettos for like 7 years. So that he could be in the action.
Yeah.
And
just keep going, sweetie.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, there's nothing to be sorry about. You're proving that you're real, and I prefer humans over robots every day.
He chose to be in that action, and he took the most, you know, dangerous of runs. They did, their station did over 3,000 runs a year, and that was his career. He actually lost his career trying to save a man who had run into a pole. And so he had a back injury forever for the rest. So that ended his career, but it didn't end his love for it. And he was just an amazing soul. He nurtured me in a rough time of my life. And I'm forever grateful to him for that. And, you know, there wasn't anybody that met him that didn't like him. I mean, nobody. He was just the nicest guy, and he would talk your ear off, almost to a fault sometimes, you know, but he was just, there wasn't anybody that I run into, even in my daily circles now, that don't ask, how was he, you know, and now he didn't make it, which is super unfortunate, but the world lost a great person when they lost him on Wednesday, and there's a lot of people that are hurt and are going to sorely miss him. He actually filmed with HBO because his station was known for having the most runs of any in the country, and they took on, like I said, the kind of the worst areas, and he was witness to murders and was almost taken down a few times themselves, and he filmed with them. They did a series on HBO called, I think it was called Banging in Little Rock or something like that. Huh. And they rode with him many times, and he was always getting written up for the heroic acts that he was doing. So I knew him as a much calmer person. He wasn't, you know, taking all of that action, but he was still an amazing person.
Yeah.
So I'll be saying goodbye to him on Thursday of next week.
Hmm. She's in the process of saying goodbye right now, and so am I with Ron. But we just wanted you to know that there are special people in the world, and that each one of us makes a difference, and sometimes we don't realize that. Randy's made a big difference in my life. And I think Ted Whidden's about to make a difference in everybody's life. So, Ted, I want to welcome you to Waking Up in America. What a privilege to have you here, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, when I got the sheet on you, the first thing I saw was, by reconciling the Western condition, cancer and known sickness is reduced and often removed. Can you say, now I know that you got in, you have such a varied background between naval intelligence and the Lloyd's of London and all the different things that you've done. Would you like to tell our listening audience how you got into working with the brain? And you can actually go to thebraincan.com while you're listening to the program and follow along and check up here on what Ted's talking about, okay? So over
okay.
to you, Ted.
Okay. Several years ago, about in 2010, there was a horrific oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, and BP oil spill. In June of 2010, it was still raging from April, and I was called in for Lloyd's to go attend for the actual casting. And at the time, I thought I was on the top of my game. I was, pointing for Lloyd's on the biggest event in the world at the time. And thought that everything was fine. There's probably a lot of people that think they're fine right now, and I thought I was the same as them. One month after it, I was hit by an 18-wheeler and in a vehicle and drove for almost a quarter of a mile, and came out of that with some debilitating injuries, and was told that I would likely never walk or talk again. And kind of forced me into a brain study at a time when I was impaired. According to studies at the time, well, a year and a half after the accident, they said I'd lost 94% of my brain function and was...
Good Lord.
They called it a walking coma.
Could you actually understand what they were talking to you about when they were telling you all this?
Well, I was kind of in and out. And this, I had physical issues that led to mental issues. I mean, as far as you know, they're connected. And in the book, I touch on that. A lot of people don't realize that if you're physically sick, you can actually, there's a mental component. If you have neurotoxins in your system from infectious issues or anything else, they're in your brain as well.
Hmm.
And so I had good days and bad. Was in and out of it, and got into some experimentation that worked, and came out of it drug free. Came out without drugs, and remained drug free through the entirety of it.
How long did it take you, Ted, to get from the 94% brain not operating to fully functioning again? What was that time span?
Well, I'm always working for full function, and we'll get there someday.
You know what I'm talking about, you smarty pants.
I got into some experimentation with hyperbaric oxygen, hyperbaric chambers and such.
Oh, yes.
And that worked quite well. I, from within 20 treatments initially, within the first month, I went from 6% cognitive function to 25% cognitive function. In short order, I went to 35, 45, and within, I guess, 3.5-4 months, I was at the 55th percentile in a brain cognitive exam. And
that's
at that point,
amazing.
the doctor said, you're welcome to average. You just passed half the population. You just increase your cognitive ability, from the lowest of lows to now your average is welcome to average. And
now hyperbaric chambers, just to interrupt you for a moment so the listening audience knows, aren't those the things that are, quotes, people that divers are decompressed in?
Yes. In essence, they're often used to decompress divers to control gaseous issues and
right.
the joints from coming up too quickly.
Now, I also heard that they're available in some chiropractors' offices, too. I mean, are these available to the public generally? I don't hear of them very often.
It's a peculiar market. You know, the answer, your short answer is yes. They're typically quite expensive, and it's awkward to get to for one reason or another. The commercially run units are often very, very expensive to own, operate, and liability issues and this, that, and the other. It's very difficult to get to one. And there's a way to do that. If anybody wants to contact me through the website, I can help them on the path to hire there.
It might be interesting to mention that the oxygen on the planet used to be over 30%, and now in some of the major cities it's under 10. So this might be something. I know at one time Woody Harrelson had an oxygen bar in Beverly Hills. So
There's a number of things, because really we probably want to get to oxygen instead of that actual practice, because oxygen is what works. Oxygen, just as a point of contact, that it's critical that all your listeners need to write down. Pretty much 70 to 80% of all infections or sickness within the body is anaerobic in nature. Anaerobic means it cannot live in an oxygenated atmosphere.
Wow,
if you oxygenate the body, you kill 70 to 80% of all sickness or possibility for sickness.
Are you aware of Dr. Edward F. Group, the third?
Not by name.
I think you'd like him very much. Randy can hook you up with him. One of the products that he carries is actually oxygen, and I use it, and it's in capsule form.
Well, the whole alkaline movement right now, and eating, raw and vegan and all of that, really the bottom line is oxygen. I mean, it's different paths to the same answer. But plant-based minerals facilitate oxygen within the body. You can talk about minerals, or you can get right down to the oxygen. You're actually, you can't avoid the two in the same conversation. Mineralization of the body or alkalinization of the body steps up oxygenation of the body, and that's actually explained in the book. The unique thing is that what the chambers wind up doing is they wind up compressing the oxygen, and actually a conventional mild chamber can increase oxygenation of the body 5 to 20-fold in very short order. By increasing oxygenation, you kill off anaerobic issues. You just super energize the body. It's like running your vehicle on higher octane fuels.
Oh, I get it. It's awesome. It's totally awesome. And then what's interesting is to see how all the people that are really brilliant in the field, and I can tell that you are, and then when you listen to Edward, all of a sudden it's like the two of you start to reinforce each other. At least, are you having that experience, Randy, when you're listening?
I am, and it's. I really think they're on the same wavelength, because
I do too.
Not only does he have those capsules, Val, but even his colloidal silver, when he does it at a high electrical voltage, he infuses oxygen. So I take his quite often. When I was sick a month ago, I was down in his bottles of it.
Uh-huh.
So, oxygen, he's dead on, so important to the body.
See, one of the things that we're doing, Ted, is we're creating a community, okay? And we're using Happily 200 to actually assemble the community, because Happily 200, which, as I say, was inspired by Ron, you can actually check it out by going to wakinginupinamerica.com/200/. One of the things that Ed talked about when he was on the show was about how he got rated for cancer cures, and he decided he was just going to not cure any cancer, he was just going to prevent it, which I think is the same thing you're on to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Ron about it in his book, Aging or Ageless, which, by the way, if you go to our website at wakinginupinamerica.com, you'll see Aging or Ageless available, and it takes you straight over to Amazon. And you can buy the book, and it's totally inspiring, and it has to do with actually breaking out of a paradigm, and I think the paradigm you're talking about, Ted, it's the Western condition. And what you call the Western condition, and if you could tell us a little bit more about that. We'll be talking more about Happily 200 as the program proceeds, but I'm real interested in having you share the Western condition with our listeners.
Okay. Well, what we did, the name of our book is The Answer to Cancer, A Simple Solution for the Western Condition. And what happened after, reverting back to my accident, what happened due to the shock trauma, I went through a hypercortisol issue, and it virtually shut down my immune system for 2 years.
Back up a minute here. What is the hypercortisol issue? What is that? What does that issue actually show itself as?
Stress. Cortisol is often called the fight or flight hormone. People with stress have cortisol issues. I mean, this is in everyone's wheelhouse right now. Mine was extreme. If by way of shock trauma, your cortisol takes over, it can actually start readjusting your body at the cellular level. That could probably be a show all its own. I don't know how far you want to go with it. Cortisol is countered by serotonin. When you're watching a TV show and a dog runs out in the road or a child in front of a car and then it goes into slow motion and starts taking the little snapshots and everything slows down and they capture all of this, the action of the wreck, that is cortisol at work. It refocuses the body. But during that instant where it refocuses the body, your body at any point in time is spinning a number of plates. Every inoculation you've ever had as a child, everything you've ever been exposed to, the things everything in your environment is being kept in check by a body that's very adept at management, until you have an interruption, a trauma event. The cortisol refocuses your body to create that effect that we see in the movies, it slows down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also what creates and runs post-traumatic stress, because it's so deeply etched into the brain that you relive it often. But meanwhile, when it refocuses the body, the body takes its hands of control off of other things. And to give you something that people can relate to, very often, we know of people that have a seemingly normal life or an abnormal life, but we know for who they are. And they go through a traumatic event, an accident or something. 6 to 9 months later, they go into hospital and they die of pneumonia or unrelated causes. The problem is everything after the event is related.
And it sounds like the immune system shuts down or something.
Well, what it does in that instant, with the accident, when a child runs out in the middle of the road and you steer and you avert the accident, and then you get down the road and all of a sudden 20 minutes later you get shakes and the cold chills and all of that, just the fallout from that event that you miraculously averted, that's an aftershock of a shot of cortisol.
We always call that the adrenaline rush.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, adrenaline and cortisol are very, very closely connected, but most often it's going to be cortisol. I mean, if you run on adrenaline for too long, you get into cortisol. Cortisol affects your digestive and everything. Very often, say the runner's high. Many people likely think that's an adrenaline issue. But at some point, adrenaline runs out and cortisol takes over. But when cortisol takes over, it actually takes over. That's why, and I'm working on a project right now to demonstrate how stress, if cortisol runs too high for too long, it starts readjusting you at the cellular level, starts remineralizing the body, starts substituting your soft minerals for sodium. And it becomes a sodium control issue within the body, then you get hypertension and all that. That's where it all comes from. No
so
one's
you
ever
can interrupt all this stuff.
Exactly. We can interrupt all of them.
That's amazing.
Well, here's to shift that. I mean, you know, everything you guys have said from the back entries y'all discussed, everything, it all ties in. It's all absolutely connected. The oxygen's connected. Here's the thing. Oxygen is absolute in the body, living the life or death in the body. The thing is, oxygen utilization within the body requires oxygen consumption and or some type of sugar or consumption. But every pain the body has ever experienced or ever will, and this has been true for 1,000 years before, since that, when the chemistry of the body will never change. There's a byproduct. There's toxic acidic gases that follow the cellular respiration process. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I would like to tell you that it does, but I think I'm getting in here a bit deep.
Here's the thing. When the body goes through any form of inflammation, in the form of a back injury or anything like that.
A back injury? I got one of those, okay? You want to fix me? That'd be cool.
Well, the back injury, the inflammation in and around any form of injury slows or stops flow. When you stop the flow of oxygen and nutrition to the body, you get pain. Anytime you have inflammation, the oxygen-rich fluid of the body flows into a region, the oxygen cooks out, and then you have a toxic acidic gas there. The thing is, the pain you feel, all pain, tells us two things, the absence of oxygen and the presence of CO2 and toxic gases.
Huh. Well, listen, this is a perfect place to leave everybody tantalized so that we can actually acknowledge the people that sponsor the program. We're on the air with Ted Whidden, who is author of The Answer to Cancer and a Conversation on the Western Condition, which is what we're having right now. And we really do want to thank our sponsors for being here with us. Randy, for goodness sakes, I mean, 42action.org is one of our main sponsors. How about that?
That's right. Knowledge is your primary defense. We're always
talk to her all the time. You know, you don't get to be in court for 8.5 years playing with the bankruptcy game unless you've got some good friends, and Randy's a good friend on that, and the 42action.org, that's a place to go and learn all kinds of, I'm not going to say new information, but newly revealed information. The information
that's
been
like
around
it.
And now it's getting revealed, and 42action.org is one of the places to really pick up a lot. Visit our website at wakingupinamerica.com, buy Ron's book, click on Patricia and Paul Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar, The Drink of Waking Up in America. Check out Kayani. There's links to all of these things on the website. Sir Jason Winterty, one of those things that helps build a strong immune system. That guy actually healed himself from cancer with his tea, and it's a combination of three different kinds of things, or at least that's what he says. And I tend to believe him. Protandim. I've been taking the Protandim, and my knees really are better, Randy. Ever since Jenna sent me that thing on the horses, getting better with their arthritis with Protandim, I started taking it on a regular basis. It's good.
But there's still other things that'll make it go faster.
I know. I'm waiting for my care package from Youngevity.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy, that's what she's referring to as the Youngevity special care package. So we're working on that. Coning Company, cleaning your eustachian tubes. No kidding. The eustachian tube runs from just below the ear to the collarbone, and that is, talk about oxygen. You're filtering, your blood is being filtered all through your body. Everything you breathe in, it ends up inside of your body, and then the blood filters it. And one of the places that it releases toxins is through the eustachian tube. It also does it through the as you go to the bathroom. It also does it through your skin. But nobody ever thinks about the eustachian tubes, and it causes sinus problems. It causes all kinds of stuff, and you can really feel yourself get cleared up, and you can do that for yourself as well. I don't know. I'd sure like to get some pinto salsa, too, while we're at it.
I am dying to have some El Pinto salsa.
You know what you're dying for is you're dying to go over to the El Pinto restaurant. We keep promising, Mike, that we're going to get to Albuquerque, and we're going to go over there. And I've talked to Jim, and he said he'll take us all to dinner, so we have to get ourselves over there.
Yeah, promise.
It was actually supposed to be this month, wasn't it? February or March?
No, we were supposed to do it for Valentine's Day.
That's right.
And everybody was too busy doing everything else to even mention it after that.
Well, maybe he'll come to California next month when I'm out there.
You want to bring the restaurant to California?
Well, let's just at least bring him.
Anyway, Jim, we're coming. We'll get there this year. And you get there. It's a destination restaurant, like, no kidding. It's really good. Marketing with the Stars. Click on that. The guy sends out emails at a great rate. About 80,000 emails at a pop on good subjects with people that actually spend money. It's a nice thing. Check him out. His name is Raw. He's on the show. He's a wonderful character. DrValerie.com. Doctor is all spelled out. I will give you a complimentary clearing on any PTSD situation in your life or in your ancestry, because I can actually access your DNA, your DNA shocks and traumas. Matter of fact, I think I would love to do that for you if you would like that, Ted. It's a cool process, and I can actually, through conversation, remove shock from trauma. And I bet when that truck hit you, you got some kind of shock put in there. I know when I got hit by an 18-wheel paper truck, too. It's a sturdy thing that's happening here. So we want to thank our sponsors, and we want to come back. Once again, we're here on the air, Randy Shannon and I, and we're here with Ted Whidden, and he's written a book called The Answer to Cancer. And if you read the guy's bio, he's traveled all over the world. He's incredibly knowledgeable in a number of different ways, and his average is probably, you know, on the charts brilliant. So it's a pleasure to have you here, Ted.
And, thank you.
I'm thinking even higher than on the charts. I think he went off, Val. I mean, the things he's talking about and just how smart he is.
Yeah, the capacity and your retention. It's like you're a walking testimonial for the things that you're talking about. When you talk about 94% loss of your capacity to respond, and here you are, and I can't even track you, and I'm smart as heck.
Well, I got into an argument, so to speak, with the neurologist at the time, because I asked him. I said, hypothetically speaking, if a person only uses 12% of their brain, I lost 94%. But if you only lose 12% of your brain, so they say, if you've lost half of that in an accident, what happens? They'll tell you, well, the brain's an amazing organ. You have all this excess capacity. It builds in rounds, so that you can learn how to talk and learn how to, you know, develop all these functions again. And I said, so if you're 12% and you've lost half, you're down to, you know, 6% of your brain is working.
Let me give you an update there, okay? Because I just recently read some brain research, and they said that 10 to 12% used to be true, but that it's not true anymore, and that one of the things that we actually need to do is download our brains. That between the multitasking and all the data that's coming to us and things of that nature, our brains are actually, you know, they don't have room to create. I thought that was interesting, so I'm just putting that out there.
So you got to back up somewhere.
Yeah, one of the things they were saying is don't try to remember everybody's telephone number. Use your smartphone. Make sure that you got some space in there for music. We do so many multitasking, and we're rushing, and we don't give the brain a chance to have even any space in it. We're always jumping from one thing to another. I'm a perfect example. Last night, I wanted to go to sleep, and I didn't, and I've been up since midnight, and it's now my time, 6:39, and I've got a very long day in front of me, but that brain of mine just didn't want to.
So you were so excited about meeting me that you stayed up on me?
That's
you got
exactly
me. I'm so embarrassed for you to know.
Here's the thing. What I challenge the neurologist with is if a person, as a result of an accident, has lost capacity, But the brain is sophisticated enough to restore some of that capacity. I ask them the question, what happens when you restore the part that was lost? And they said, well, their basic answer was, well, it's gone.
I don't believe that. Do you?
Well, I didn't buy into that. I said, well, hold it. I said, if someone is operating at 12% and they lose half and they're down to 6%, and then they restore 3% of unused capacity, they're at 9. I said, what happens when they get the other 6% back? Do they go to 15? Can we increase the brain capacity through an accident? And they said, no, you don't understand. It'll never happen. And I said, well, told them, I said, if we don't go for an increase of brain capacity from the point of accident, if you only go for restoration, you'll never get there. If we go for the increased capacity, we may get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does.
I mean, if you set your goal to not achieving restoration, you won't get there. It's a self unfulfulfilling prophecy.
No,
that
I totally
you can't fix it. So I started and I'm getting ready to release a book on brain restoration. The first part of brain restoration is body restoration. That's why we released the Western Condition book first, is because the body has to be properly reconciled before you reconcile the brain.
Interesting. And the book that is out right now, The Answer to Cancer, A Simple Solution for the Western Condition.
That is step one.
The prelude. Okay.
That is step one. And that book, I guarantee it 100% will positively affect every single person on the planet that applies the simple approach. Once you get the book, I will show you how to go to any drugstore or Walmart, anything, anywhere in the world, spend $1 and get instant results. Don't spend a dollar with me. I'll tell you where to spend the dollar. The thing is, and I'm going to shift back to our earlier conversation on oxygen. Oxygen is sensational. Oxygen is the key to almost all health. We could say all health, but someone would say all, someone would complain, but it is all. Here's what I got to looking into, and it was a revelation that it will change the world. Hyperbarics and all these other oxygen approaches work. They can work, but we'll say with the hyperbaric approach, when they compress you, it worked. It was very sensational to get me a start out of a very deep fog. But when they compress your body, they compress everything within you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So if you had a toxic issue, if you had a back pain with toxic issues and resources within that back, within that location of your body, when they compress you, it's still there. It's just smaller. The hope is that it will work its way through and it will resolve that, and it very likely will. The catch is,
we were talking about back pain, and I'm not sure if there's enough time to do it now, but I'd love to have that experience with you someday, time today, if that's possible. Why don't you share with our listeners what we were talking about earlier?
As far as how
to relieve. I was telling you I'd been hit by the 18-wheel paper truck and I'd had back pain since 1982, and you said, oh, that would take about 15 minutes to fix?
Yeah, we could have it done before the show's over, and I mean, all your audience could as well. The first step, and you actually, it's interesting that you actually opened the program. I think you said, it's Jesus spoke in Aramaic, blah, blah, blah. The thing is, Jesus actually started by washing feet. And this is not going to be exciting enough for most of your people to do it. So they're looking for something tricky, something edgy. But if you just take a 5-gallon bucket or any kind of foot tub, run hot water in it, and throw a cup of baking soda in it, and put your feet in it, you will see a change in your entire demeanor in 5 minutes.
Really?
Really?
Baking soda and hot water?
Okay. Well, it's washing feet, for one thing. But electorally, as we were discussing before the show started, we've altered our environment. You're actually, as an electrolytic being, you're actually supposed to be grounded to earth, and you're not. By soaking your feet, you start diffusing an excess electrical charge, which batteries are acidic. Hmm. So when we're talking about acidosis of the body, localized or generalized acidosis of the body, that's what you're actually counting when you start talking about alkaline and minerals. It's all part of the same equation.
No, I'm just thinking Patricia Bragg would love this conversation. Do you know Patricia Bragg and Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar?
I don't.
Oh, my goodness. Check out Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar and Patricia Bragg at Bragg, BRAGG.com. This woman's dad, Ted, started the first health food store in America in 1912.
Really?
Yeah, really. They celebrated their 100th anniversary in 2012. Dad's been gone a while. Patricia is on the trail. Randy, tell her your favorite story about Patricia Bragg. Tell him.
Well, we've done several interviews with her, and she's been a sponsor of our show. She's just such an amazing woman. And the entire time that we were interviewing her a couple shows ago, at the end of the show, she was telling us when we were off air that she had worked out every single muscle in her entire body. And we said, really, how did you do that? And she said, well, I was jumping up and down and doing windmills through the entire interview.
This and woman, you didn't even hear her.
In her 80s, she never skipped a beat. You never heard her breathe deep. You never heard any ounce of I'm working out behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Clint Eastwood gives her credit for his long life, and Jack LaLanne gave her credit too. People that hang out with Patricia Bragg end up often in their 90s plus. Definitely put this in your repertoire. I think Randy and I are both delighted to be able to introduce you to such a quality human being. With a history, you know, just historically speaking, they're about making things better for people. There's all kinds of food seasonings. There's the apple cider vinegar. I got a gallon of it sitting on my counter. I put it in water. You put in apple cider vinegar with water and lemon juice, and you've got a natural antibiotic, by the way, Ted. Just
right.
Water.
Right.
Edward told us about that. You put in the lemon because it helps restore, and the vinegar helps restore the what's missing from the distilled water. And then the lemon helps pull toxicity out. So that's why Randy and I were getting kind of excited, because I think it would be fun if we could get these two on together.
With Teddy, yeah, for sure.
With Ed, yeah. Except that he doesn't want to do it on Saturdays because his kid's playing soccer.
Your main thing, Teddy, is the baking soda, correct? Do you do some of these other things, like the apple cider vinegar?
But the thing is, it's really not baking soda. I mean, it is and it isn't. It's actually alkaline. The thing is, the reason I tell people to use baking soda is because you can't mess up. I mean, you could use Red Devil Rye. You could use ammonia. You could use, in any of hundreds of products to get a result. But with baking soda titrates at a level in water that the average person can't mess up.
How much would you put in?
Depends on the amount of water. It depends on the quality of water you started with. But conventionally speaking, in a wash tub full of water or a 5-gallon bucket of water, a coffee cup of baking soda would be sufficient. What you will experience initially, you may or may not see it. Everyone will experience it whether they see it or not. It will take some time to actually be able to see it. You actually see bubbles coming off of your feet.
Hmm. The and thing that's the is gas that, is releasing, huh?
And it's the gas coming out. What you
wow.
have to do, you have to understand the bubbles are coming from somewhere. And what you just introduced was the baking soda titrates at 8.5 pH in the water. The core of your body is about 7.4. If you have high cortisol by way of stress or anything, increased sodium within your body will retain by electrolytic attraction more toxic gas than your body wants to keep.
Huh.
That's what we call aging. If you can get your body to release that toxic gas, the gas bubbles out. This is a beautiful part because the bubbles, excuse me, the bubbles you see coming off of your feet coming into the water is something you did not need. You'll notice within 5 minutes that you did not need it because you'll get clarity. Things will happen.
Let me ask you a question. How long should you be doing this for? 10, 15 minutes, something like that, or what?
Well, probably 10 to 20 minutes. Run the water as hot as you can stand it. I'm not saying boiling, but it's just
that'd be
get
a smart thing to not say boiling. I'm glad you've done that.
But keep within reason, and by the time it gets cool, you know, and the bubbles cease or slow, then you should quit. Here's the beautiful part. The bubbles coming out of you are toxic gas. So if you see bubbles, it's working. You don't have to worry about the mix, the pH, whatever. You can put it in there until you see bubbles, and then you're getting what you want.
Will we stop farting then?
I have no idea.
I just wondered if it's related. I mean, could farts be part of the way that people release toxic gas?
It is in a way. There's a number of different factors coming in there. And it will change the rhythm that you make gas. Here's the unique thing. The bubbles coming out of you actually create a siphon at the cellular level because the bubble that you see in the water was a bubble that was inside of you. Once it is outside of you, something filled its place.
What would fill its place?
Oxygen and nutrition.
Really?
So what happens is you have now started to superoxygenate the body. And in preparation of, say, a hyperbaric situation, you wouldn't be compressing the ugly. You know, instead of compressing the good, the bad, and the ugly, there is no ugly. Once you learn how to remove the ugly, you can find that you can get the hyperbaric experience without going to the hyperbaric clinic.
Okay, guys, I want an email from you. I want all of you who tried this, I want you to send me an email at val@wakinginamerica.com and tell me, how does this working for you? How do you like it? And say thank you, Ted, or whatever you want to say about it. But I think this is a simple thing. If anybody's concerned about the cost of baking soda, you can probably get it at the wholesale house in huge volumes for not much. And this reminds me, too, Ted, if you soak your feet in vinegar, you'll get rid of foot fungus if you do that over a period of time. So this washing of the feet, it works on a lot of things. So you can get Jublia for $400 a bottle, or you can go to the wholesale house and get some vinegar and soak your feet for about 30 days for 10, 20 minutes, and your foot fungus will disappear. So,
you know, I was looking in the book. If I can jump in there, I know you wanted to say something there, Teddy. I was looking in your book, and, you know, some of the things that you mentioned in there, upset stomach, headaches, high blood pressure, sweaty feet, the body odor, do all of those things go away when people are soaking in the alkalinity?
Much of it will be reconciled. Basically the book takes this little foot tub idea I just shared with you, but takes you into and through an entire reconciliation process. Very, very simple. Very clean, very pure. I mean, with nearly instant results. Many things will change. We're getting radical, sensational response with diabetics. Diabetics are seeing limb restoration in hours, days. I mean, like, instant. Restoration of dead limbs. There are things that take place that literally cannot be explained within this context.
So how did you come across baking soda yourself?
Baking soda is just a means to an end. There's a process that will work. I just use baking soda because it's easily accessible and it's cheap.
What made you think of it?
I was crippled. I was a crippled, just, I was in bad shape.
I
came back.
This is an incredible thing you came up with. I was just wondering what led you to it.
In essence, we're talking about Le Chatelier's principle. Le Chatelier's principle in the 1880s, he came up and developed, you know, he introduced something that's this completely moronic by today's standards, but basically said you mix any two solutions, you come up with a mid-grade solution. A hot and a cold, you come up with a warm. An acid and alkaline, you come up with a neutral. That any two solutions mixed together creates a mid-grade solution. So what happens is if you figure out what is wrong with a solution, you can fix it or move it away from that characteristic or quality by introducing a similar or a similar but different solution. So it's applied in the book. It's very, very simple. It's, I mean, it can be made very complicated.
Especially if you talk to a doctor, right?
It would be extra complicated to discuss with a doctor because they're not seeking answers. They're seeking customers. You know, the thing is, no one has ever told you how to reconcile CO2 within the body. CO2 is a direct gas process, a waste gas, that is subject to every cell in the body. Every cell in the body, good, bad, and indifferent, produces CO2 as a byproduct. CO2 is the universal blocking agent of all wellness in the body. It is the sign of all pain in the body. If anyone ever showed you how to reconcile CO2, they would all be out of business.
Mm.
And it's in my book.
And they can get that book by going to thebraincan.com, and that's BRAINCAN.com, thebrain.com.
thebraincan.com, there we go.
Yeah,
and it's a great site, too. It's, you know, the nice, brilliant
blue. It's got really good graphics.
Yeah.
I just trip out on them. can, C-A-N.
All positive.
In essence, the brain can recover. The brain can be restored. The brain can do things we're not allowing it to do. We're actually being taught things that are restricting our creativity. We're being taught down so that we don't seek answers. The book is the answer to cancer. The name, I mean, we could have said we cure everything and no one would believe it. So we said, okay, we'll just cure cancer because no one would believe that. But the thing is, cancer is resultant of fungus within the body and acidosis, which occurs either localized or generalized within the body, typically localized going general. And eventually, you know, the crazy thing, and I introduced in the book, that people rarely die of cancer. Most often people die of kidney failure.
Because of the chemo.
Well, because of chemo treatments and things the cancer is doing. So the thing is, if you did nothing more than just created a patch to help the kidney through a difficult period, you could either increase the quality of life or increase the length of life for that person.
Oop, we're in our last minute here. One last sentence, Ted.
One last sentence? Well, by stopping the degradation of the kidney, you can actually stop cancer. Once you continue that, to reverse that, you reverse cancer and all other sickness.
This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media, our radio partners, ConineCompany.com. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Ryan Treasure, and Randy Jackman, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon. And great kudos to all of the people that have been on this program before today. We appreciate you all. And to John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendships you have given us over the years. And a big thanks to our webmaster, Tramiel Hubbard. Merci beaucoup to Bette Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. And do a mitzvah today, and happy birthday, and happy goodbyes to all of you guys that meant so much to us. We love you. Take care. We'll be back.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.